Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Someone Explain to Me is one of our favorite segments on this show. We'll tell you how to play so that you can get in on the phones on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines in just a moment. They will be open for you at 800-636-1067. Hey, I got a couple of more texts from a buddy of mine that was on the flight yesterday, Danny.
Uh-huh.
With more of the jokes that I forgot from the flight attendant. I wanted to give you a couple more nuggets.
Oh, good.
There was another one from the guy on the mic who at one point said, hey, everyone, we need you to look up here. Somebody lost something very important. So everyone like looks up and goes, did you leave this? And so everyone looks up and he goes, now that we got your attention, let's go through our spiel.
Yeah, I've heard that one before. Southwest okay. always has a chick that or a flight attendant I've heard her do on several flights. Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention to the forward part of the cabin. We have $50 here. Now that I have your attention, here's how to put on your seatbelt.
Just such a bad bit.
Yeah.
And then the last one was, he says, also, when we started the taxi, the flight crew and the pilot, you know, are sitting in their seats doing whatever they're doing. And the guy comes over the mic and he goes, hey, so when we get up in the air, we're going to take a nap for 3 or 4 hours. But whenever we wake up, if we're not tired, we'll come around and get you guys some drinks. Don't worry.
That's actually not bad.
You think that's funny?
That one's better than all the other ones. Because the only thing I want is a drink immediately. The first instant it's possible to receive sustenance in some way via beverage, I need that. And to joke about that, that eases the tension a little bit. Everything else I could do without.
I thought he was going to go O for the flight, in your opinion.
Yeah, I don't need jokes about the pilot not being good or anxiety of, like, death. You know what I mean? Don't it's like in Wedding Crashers when Owen Wilson's talking to Rachel McAdams and she, like, says something really mean. You know, like, and Owen Wilson's like, go from the heart. Don't do that. And when you do that, it's too far. It's too mean. You like shopping. Wow. You know, like, do that one instead of, like, the terrible, like, yeah, she's a greedy, you know what. Because that's not funny. Joking about, like, the pilot being incapable of flying and landing the plane and resulting in our fiery, crashy deaths.
We don't want
to
that.
Me. Yeah, not yeah. humorous to me. Getting you your beverage as soon as possible. All right. Good joke.
That's better. We could do that. But he was batting about 133, and just please stop talking on the microphone. Just
agreed.
Please help pass out coffee and water and tea. All right, let's get to Someone Explain to Me. So the Redskins have played 5 games. We've got a lot of answers, but there are still plenty of questions, and there's a lot of things that we need help with. So let's acknowledge those right now at 800-636-1067. We'll show you how this works. You ready? You want me to start?
Go ahead. Shoot first.
Someone Explain to Me why Josh Doctson is better than Terrell Pryor and better than Ryan Grant and better than Brian Quick and better than any of your other pass-catching options on the outside, and yet he still plays a quarter of your snaps in a Week 6 game. Someone explain to me how it's possible that early in the game he makes a tough in traffic, small window catch for a touchdown in the red zone. And then when you're in the red zone, as the game goes along, 3 more times, he gets no or next to no run on those possessions near the goal line. Someone explain to me why we're still having this conversation almost a third of the way through the year that Josh Doctson needs to show us that he could play all the positions in practice. Well, he's now shown you in the game that he's better than Terrell Pryor. Play him over Pryor on the outside immediately.
Someone explain to me why a team that empirically, in almost every category, is good to really good on offense. Not great yet, I understand that, but really good. They're good at moving the football through the air. They're good at sustaining drives. They're good at not going 3 and out. They're good at distributing the football. They're good at play design. They're good at so many things. Someone explain to me why last year they were 30th in red zone touchdown percentage and they are 24th this year with, wait for it, almost the exact same percentage. I cannot understand why they cannot score touchdowns consistently in the red zone. I know they had a couple this week, and I know it was good. I need the more touchdowns. I need you to be ahead of teams like Indianapolis and Cleveland and Carolina and Buffalo. Be ahead of teams whose offenses are, in almost every facet, inferior to yours. Someone explain to me why Jordan Reed can't get a target. Someone explain to me why you do have something in Josh Doctson, at least for red zone capabilities, then he's not on the field again for the rest of the time because God forbid Ryan Grant misses a snap. Someone explain to me why they can't figure out red zone stuff.
Someone please explain to me why Zach Brown has twice as many tackles as any other player on the Redskins. Twice as many. And we still haven't heard word one being reported about a contract negotiation with Brown ongoing. Is there any other team in the NFL, I'd be willing to bet substantial money that there isn't, where the leading tackler has two times the number of tackles as the second highest tackle tallier?
That's incredible.
Zach Brown has 50, Mason Foster has 25, and then a bunch of guys are shortly behind him. Someone explain to me why Zach Brown is not under contract on the long term yet. Someone explain to me why someone at Redskins Park isn't reporting right now that Zach Brown is working on a new three-year deal with the Redskins. Someone explain to me how it's possible through five games that you can have two times the amount of tackles as the rest of the guys on the team. Someone explain that to me.
Someone, if you have a second, you don't take, it's not going to take that much time, just a couple seconds. Take a moment out of your day and explain to me, what league is this, first of all? Dark, can you help me out with this? What league are we talking about? This is what? What league are we, you and me and Grant, we're talking about what sport league right now? This is what? This is what? You can turn your mic on and tell me. What league is this?
The NFL.
The NFL. In the NFL, everybody has a tight end that can block another human being. That's at least willing to try it out just to see if we can get a positive run play. Every team but one. Your Washington Redskins. Someone explain to me why not one person in that room, be they Niles Paul, be they Vernon Davis, be they Jordan Reed, be they some guy I don't even know. Why does no one even give a minimum of an effort to block another human being for productive run plays? Block. Just block a little bit. Just get in the guy's way. Just stand in between him and put your arms out like Frankenstein searching for foodstuffs. Just make a move towards blocking. Try. Try and block a little bit. Be just okay at it. Be minimum league standard, and this offense would be able to run the football on first down sometimes. Someone explain to me why nobody in that tight end room has improved at blocking at all.
Someone explain to me why we spent so much time laughing at Jim Tomsula, and yet, fast forward 2 years later, he's one of the best things to happen to the Redskins in a long, long time.
Mm.
Someone explain to me why it's possible that he can get so much more out of Matt Ioannidis and Preston Smith when his hand's down and in the dirt and the rest of that defensive line than the previous defensive group on the coaching staff got out of the same exact players at the same exact position. You want to tell me they have nobody like Jonathan Allen 1 year ago to get to the quarterback? Okay, fine. Why is Matt Ioannidis so much better? Why is Preston Smith so much more capable both off the edge and with his hand in the dirt? What is different now? It's Jim Tomsula. Someone explain to me how that silly goose is making this big of an impact.
That's a pretty good question, by the way.
Thank you. You guys can chime in, by the way, if you'd like. 800-636-1067 is the number. That's how you play the game. You want something explained? Just ask. What do you need explained? I'm Grant. He's Danny. This is The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.